Hi, this is Chad in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm listening to Intentional Living, and we're talking about influential people. And the person who influenced my life the most would be my grandmother. I grew up without parents. Had a terminal patient since I was 9. I'm 43 now. And no matter the hardship or anything I was ever going through, she taught me how to work hard. Whether it was on the business end of a shovel or teaching a classroom full of kids, she taught me how to work. To work hard, to work from the sun came up till the sun went down. And no matter what I've been going through my whole life, it's always paid off.
Hey, thank you, Chad, for setting the stage today. Welcome to Intentional Living in this brand new year. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Our whole team looks like they're ready to go. You guys ready to do this? Okay. We're talking about influence. A great way to start this year. The fact is we influence other people, sometimes in a positive way, sometimes negatively. But I'd like to throw out the net and ask you all to jump in that would like to share with us the name of a person or a person who has been a powerful influence in your life. They may be living or dead, from the past or the current. Who is it that it has been positively influencing your life? Here's the purpose. At the end of this show today, I want us to think about how we're influencing others, because hopefully we can be on that person's list in a future show. Someone will call in for you as a dad or a mom or brother or sister or what have you. The power of influence. Who has been a positive influence in your life, made a difference in your life? Who is it? Give me a call, 888-888-1717. Miss Amy's taking your calls today. Thank you, Amy. 888-888-1717. Stephen will call you back and we'll get you on here very quickly. Immediately thought of my dad. My father was just an enormous influence in my life. He's been in heaven for many years now, 20 plus years. But I can still hear the resonance of his voice in my head, of his words of encouragement. Proud of you, you can do it. Those kinds of things, those linger, or words linger. So who's been a powerful influence in your life? 888-888-1717 is the phone number. I'd love to have you join in and be a part of it. 888-888-1717. So who's been a powerful influence in your life?
My name is Tracy, and the influence in my life was my mother. However, she wasn't necessarily a positive influence. She actually influenced me to not repeat her behaviors and actions growing up. So as I watched her, I learned things that I didn't want to do and things that I didn't want to repeat. And that's how she influenced me. Thankfully, she has been since saved, and we do have a relationship. We always had a relationship, but some influences aren't always positive, but they can turn out to have positive results in our lives if we are aware of what our influences are doing, whether it be right or wrong.
All right, thank you, Tracy. We can learn from people too. People who have influenced us, maybe not in a positive way, like you said, can remind us of how we want to live our lives differently. I think it's beginning with the end in mind. When you look at the end of your life and you look back, what kind of an influence do you want to have? We talk about leadership. Leadership, unlike management, has to do with influence. Management is kind of moving the pieces on a puzzle to get things done. I'm managing things, right? You're kind of managing people, managing budgets, managing schedules. But when a person's a leader, they influence. Because somebody doesn't have to follow a leader. The way you know you're a leader is you look over your shoulder and you realize that you're influencing someone. And so that's why we're really talking about leadership here in many ways. Who has been an influencer in your life? We'd love to hear who it is. 888-888-1717 is my phone number. And again, we'd love to have you share who has influenced your life the most.
My name is Susan from Iowa, and a person who has made an impact in my life is a woman from my area named Barb Johnson. She was a woman who walked beautifully with me through the early years of motherhood, and she was exactly the age of my mother, who lived 1,200 miles away from me in Texas. And Barb was a great blessing to me because she encouraged me to always strive to know the Lord and to never cap out at a place when I felt like I had made headway. She always encouraged me and pushed me farther. And during health crisis with my children, she always stood in faith and prayed with me that really propelled me on to continue to grow in my personal faith. And my favorite part of Barb is each time I'd hit a wall or a pity party, she would always encourage me in that place, and she'd say, "You have 3 seconds for your pity party, and then we're moving on." So she was a great blessing in my life, and I'm so grateful to the Lord.
Amen.
For her.
Thank you, Susan. Appreciate it. How about you? Who's influenced your life? How and why, and what difference has it made, and who are they? 888-888-1717 is the number. Bedell's on the line in Colorado. Hi, Bedell. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Good. Who's been an influence in your life?
So I feel like ever since I was young, I've always had positive influences around my life. My whole family comes from a line of believers, you know, uncles, aunts, cousins, brothers and sisters, my parents. And so my whole life, you know, anytime I needed any kind of positivity in my life, they've been there. My dad is actually a minister. So all the people in our church, you know, I grew up with them, you know, since I can remember. And so, you know, just whenever I needed any kind of positivity in my life or any kind of prayer or support, you know, they've always been there. Mm. So I've been blessed to have that.
Well, you are blessed.
Life.
You have a whole community, your family, your brothers, sisters, cousins. Sounds like a lot of people in your life making a difference.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know where I would be if God hadn't put those people in my life. Mm. You know, they've always, anytime, and God always knows when we need those people in our life, yeah. Which is amazing because, you know, we go through different things in our life, and whenever we have those positive people in our life to encourage us to keep going or to encourage us in our walk with Christ, it's you can't replace that with anything.
You can't. Very powerful. Well, that's fantastic. I'm sure you had good time with family over the holidays as well, with just simply reinforcing all that. Thank you, Bedell. Let's go to Ron in Kansas. Ron, how are you today?
Blessed, rich in God, beyond compare. Thank you.
Amen.
How are you?
Good.
Andy?
Fantastic. So who's been an influencer in your life?
My father, Joe. And he'd always say, bless your heart, bless your heart. I seem to say that many times a day. My mother, being consistently active in the Church of New Hope Christian Fellowship. And then I would say my sister, Tammy. She is so grounded in the Word, and she's just a prayer warrior. She's very encouraging, and the Holy Spirit leads her words, and she's does editing, so she's grammatically correct, and she gets me on the right path, and able to witness and bring glory to Christ as far as leading the hopeless to know the truth, planting seeds, and letting the Holy Spirit work in their lives. We studied today how God uses pain as a platform. I used to pray, Lord, the pain go away, Holy Spirit, the pain go away. But she enlightened me today about the lepers not feeling pain, didn't know they were hurting in certain places and could make it worse. So, and then mostly, Christ on that road to Calvary, he knew that it was finished. We'd have the victory, and he walked that path, pain and misery alone. So.
Well, he certainly did, and he knows what we need. Thank you, Ron. Sister, sounds like on the top of that list, very, very influential. Who is one person that's influenced your life, and how? That's a great way to start this new year, to think about how we influence others. 888-888-1717 in the studio live for you today from Intentional Living.
You know, that box of electronics is a radio.
No, it's not.
No, I mean that stuff can connect you to stuff you really need.
Okay, totally confused.
For example, that tablet, put the Intentional Living app on there, boom. Works for smartphones too, or that mouse. Just use it to connect the computer or laptop to theintentionallife.com.
And Intentional Living has the stuff I need?
You can hear the programs again. Get connected, grow your faith.
Okay, I'll plug in the mouse again. You download the app on these 5 devices.
What women have most impacted your life? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. As I was thinking about that question, my mother came to mind. She taught me about faithfulness. She was a faithful woman, and I appreciate the impact she's had on my life, even now as she's in heaven, as I think about all that I learned from her. My daughter Andrea has taught me about boldness for Christ as she and her husband and family are serving overseas on the mission field. And the love of my life, my wife Donna, has taught me about love for Christ and love within a marriage relationship. So here's a one thing challenge for you today. Think about what woman has most impacted your life, and then let them know that you appreciate the impact they've had on you and how that impact has changed your life. When you do, that's intentional living.
To get our daily video, sign up at theintentionallife.com/minute.
Yeah, by the way, many of you are doing that. We've got thousands of people now following, receiving the Intentional Living Minute. It's a video, 60 seconds, you just heard the audio. It comes every day, Monday through Friday. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. Yesterday or day before, I did a spot on the Intentional Living Minute about one word for 1 year, and we've had several dozen people post their one word. Wellness, that's from Danielle. Thank you, Danielle. Diane says forgiveness. Here's Janet, who says it's a teachable spirit. Linda says her word is trust. A vision is what Deb said is her word for the year. Health is Cheryline. Jeffrey, steady. That's good. Disciplined, Emma. Deborah says her word is simplify. That's my word too, Deborah. Simplify for service. Perseverance is what Lisa posted. Blessed is Cindy. If you missed that, by the way, you can get the Intentional Living Minutes at our website or on Facebook. And we'd love to hear your post on that too, your one word. Today we're talking about who's been the influence in your life. If you had to name one person who's influenced you, who is it and how? 888-888-1717. Emily, welcome to Intentional Living.
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Did you have a good Christmas and New Year's?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad you joined us in this new year. You've been thinking about who's been an influence in your life. Who is it?
Yeah, absolutely. It was very easy. And I've never called into a radio station before, but I felt moved to do so.
Well, I'm glad you did. Who is that one person?
It is, and I was laughing because you said living or dead, and thank God he's still alive. It's my husband.
Yes, yeah. And how has he influenced you?
God certainly used him, and he brought me to Christ, first of all. But he is a true example of, and I heard you talking earlier to somebody about the difference between a manager and a leader. And, God calls the husband to... and the father to be the spiritual leader of the house, and that's very different than a manager. We're both very dominant personalities, so it can get interesting. But he's a beautiful example of how to lead. Sorry, I have my GPS on. If you can't hear that,
no, that's fine. You're coming through fine.
Okay, good. We are both in recovery from alcohol addiction, and when I met him, he was 5 years sober, and he had come to Christ around about 5 years prior to that, and we are now both sober for many years. I can't do the math while I'm driving and talking to you, but we have a beautiful six-year-old daughter and married, and she goes to this wonderful Trinity Christian School, and we met in New York. We ended up in Arizona, and I know that God brought him into my life to bring me to him and us to this church in Chino Valley, Arizona. And he's just a wonderful example. Fantastic. of a spiritual leader in our family.
Well, I hope he's listening. He may not be, but you can listen back with him and share this, because that's a kind of a tribute every man listening would like to hear his wife share about him. And the fact that you both have come through tough situations with addiction, you're both in recovery, come to the Lord, raising the child. You know what that says to me? And it says, I want to just share with some of you, you feel like you're in the loser lane of life. You know, it could be addiction. It could be you've gone through a divorce. It could be any number of things, and you feel like you've lost. Listen to what Emily says. Just shared with us. I mean, they went down a path that obviously was difficult. They got it together. God blessed them, and they made their marriage work, their family work, and that's the way it should be. And that's the testimony of how we do impact. We certainly do and influence each other. Emily, thank you for calling. You did a great job for your first time on the radio.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for your call. She's got a future there. Let's go to Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to Intentional Living.
God bless. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for your call. Who's that person on your list that's influenced you?
Well, I have many, but the main one is my mother.
Hmm. How did she do that?
Well, my mother, she didn't come to Christ until I was 16. And we went to a Pentecost church, and I seen how the Lord had transformed her. And just the lifestyle that my mother, she led, just being a prayer warrior, she would pray in our house, and she would teach us scriptures. And then she would have the young people would come over to the house, and she would begin to minister to them. Now, my mother, we always had a kind of weird relationship as me growing up, because I guess I was just kind of rebellious. But after I had my son, I was a single mother, and I had a baby. I found out that my mother was my best friend.
Mm.
And how she showed me the love of God, what she did for me and did for my son, her grandson, that's just, it's such a testimony to me in my life.
Well, it's also a reminder, Sherry, that there are seasons that we go through. And you went through a season, like you said, it was kind of a weird relationship. And then all of a sudden, when you have a child, the dynamic in the relationship changes with your mom. And she becomes that major influencer in your life. That's powerful. It really is. Okay, Sherry, thank you for your call. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back. Who is it? If you had to list one person that's been a major influence in your life, who is it and how and why? What difference did it make? 888-1717 is the number. Well, when we're on board that beautiful ship to Alaska, I know your wife's going to be with your family, and I get the impression you're going to be out there greeting and meeting people and enjoying people.
That's going to be awesome. It's going to be such a great time, and I really feel like, you know, when somebody says like your better half or whatever, I mean, that's who I want them to meet, my family. I want them to meet Eli and Zeke and Naomi, my sweet wife Candace, you know. And we'll get to kind of share with folks just on a personal level, you know. And that's something that in what we do with Big Daddy Weave, we don't get a whole lot of opportunity because we're always on to the next place. And it's really neat to kind of get to spend those times over dinner, you know, to spend those times sitting out on the deck, watching the kids swim or whatever, you know. That's going to be a blast.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Get a chance to get to know Mike and his wife and family on
Absolutely.
Board, being together. My wife Donna and Art will be there as well, and looking forward to a great week. And you know, the week I'm talking about is June 12 through 19. By then, we're going to have some breaths of fresh air that I believe will be sweeping around the world. That's what our prayer is. And listen, this cruise is going to be an experience. Mike is going to be leading us in worship. He'll be putting on a concert, Big Daddy Weave. He and his wife are going to be teaching in one of the sessions. I'm going to be teaching. Our president and CEO, Evan Carlson, is going to be leading some sessions. We're going to have a great time. Now, they happen when we're at sea. We have some time together before we have dinner, and we sing and we share, and it's a community of believers. But other than that, you're going to be enjoying this cruise. You're going to be enjoying the sights and the sounds and the smells of this cruise, and it's going to be a fantastic 7 days, June 12 through 19. And as you hear me mention from day to day, there's limited cabin availability because we're only holding a certain block of rooms for our group. And they've been going pretty quickly. And we'd love to have you be a part of it. Don't miss out. Check it out. Information's available at our website, theintentionallife.com. If you have questions, you can look there or call the number, 800 number, and they can answer questions as well. Get your cabin reserved. Go to theintentionallife.com. Again, June 12 through 19, the Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska. It's going to be a fantastic week, and we're looking forward to it as we celebrate God's creation and enjoy the power of what an intentional life in Christ can mean.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson.
Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Who's influenced your life? What is influence? Influence is when you impact a person, you're not just bossing people around, but influence is how people are drawn to you. And the fact is, some people have a positive influence in your life, some people have a negative influence in your life. And today we're focusing on the positive influence, those who you would say, hey, are at the top of the list. If you had to name one person, who would it be? 888-888-1717. Brett's in New Mexico. Brett, thank you for the call today.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be on.
Appreciate it. Who's your number one on your list for as an influencer?
By far, my father. He's been an inspiration. He's been a spiritual leader. At the age of 14 months old, I had a stroke. Yes, sir. And my father found me seizing in my crib. My parents rushed me to the hospital, and I was completely paralyzed on my right side. And just over the years, I'm 41 now, over the years, my dad has just been in my corner, told me I can do anything I put my mind to. I just got to do it a little differently. He encouraged me to go out and get jobs, no matter what kind of job it was. He was in my corner.
That's good.
Yes, sir. Both my parents are Christians, was brought up a Christian family, so I had that background, that basis. I became a Christian at age 4 just because mom and dad was a Christian. But then over the years, I really developed a relationship with God, knowing, figuring out what it really was, knowing Christ really meant. And now in my later years, I have found my spiritual gift, and God has just blessed me with that spiritual gift, and I love every day I'm serving Him. I love life.
Amen. See, part of what happened here, Brett, is your dad didn't feel sorry for you. I mean, obviously he felt for you, but instead of feeling sorry, he said, hey, you can do it. God's going to equip you. You can do whatever God, needs for you to do and wants you to do. Instead of looking at the cup half empty, he looked at it a half full and saying, hey, with God, all things are possible. And that's the kind of dads we need. Thank you for that call, Brett, and thanks for sharing that with us. Elizabeth is in Arizona. Says here, father was your number one influencer as well, huh, Elizabeth?
Yes, my dad was influenced. He was encouraging me to be in the right path, not to be with the wrong people. And that's a good good thing, And I like to hear my family floor station because it has a gospel and it gives a spirit and it gives a peace and mind and everything and motivation in life.
Well, that's why we're here. I mean, that's why the station is on the air. I mean, I was thinking about that today. When you turn on television compared to radio, there's a difference. I don't want to badmouth television, but there's something about radio. It's such a personal medium where you can listen when you're driving in the car. You can be walking around your house and you can be engaged in other things and hearing the music and hearing the inspiration and the scripture and the teaching. It's such a positive kind of thing as opposed to just having to sit and be engaged with the tube. And so we're glad to be here for you. And thanks for the reminder about your dad and the impact he made in your life. Today, we've been talking about influence. Here's the goal. Here's the reason we're doing this. You're going to influence somebody today. If not today, certainly this week. And it could be your children, your spouse, coworker. And you're going to influence them either in a positive way or negative way. You can't get around not influencing somebody. The influence can be a word, a thought, a look, a note. Lots of ways you can influence someone. So what one thing could you do in the next 30 days to be the kind of influence in somebody's life that would bring glory to God and benefit to you and to them? That's really a good question, isn't it? We just heard about dads and sisters and mothers and friends and pastors and lots of people. Hopefully they can hear about you and me too, right? So what one thing could you do in the next 30 days to be the greatest influence in someone's life?
Adam and Eve started to experience the pain of dying that we all face today. Everything having to do with dying, the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, all of that. But they also, we focus on that in our messages, but sometimes we don't focus on the pain of living, because God is telling Adam and Eve, hey, listen, you're going to toil, you're going to struggle, it's going to be a tough time. And we often teach, unfortunately, that life is just like being on a merry-go-round. We'd be better off to teach our kids, hey, life can be tough.
Life will be tough. I think that's very true. If you've lived it all, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This lesson this month, I'm really excited about it. I called it Who Pushed Humpty? It's sort of a word picture of Humpty Dumpty, you know, and that represented Adam and Eve sitting on that wall in perfection. And then they come off the wall because of their own choices, right? Sin, disobedience, and broke into a million pieces. And it's taken Jesus to put the world back together. And even now, we still see the cracks and the pain. And that's a reality. We see it in Scripture that at that point, God said, ladies, you're going to have pain in childbirth. And men, you're going to have pain in work, in labor. And so when we talk about pain, it's not only the pain of death, it's the pain of living. And man has spent a lifetime, I mean, it's spent years, thousands of years, trying to overcome what happened in the Garden of Eden through religiosity or works or wars or science or positive thinking or use of drugs or sex or food or you name it. We've tried everything, and it comes back to knowing Christ personally. And today, as we've been talking about influence, you know, we influence each other. We influence each other, and I hope that we recognize it's not about perfection, but that we can influence other people by just simply acknowledging that we're broken, but God has healed you, healed us for all of eternity. And the entire lesson this month, Who Pushed Humpty, is the lesson for members of Intentional Living. This is part of the Intentional Living community, those of you who pray for and support the ministry monthly. When you join us today, we'll make sure you receive the audio and video teaching online. I will send it to you through your email, and a brand new flip book created by our staff of intentional moments, just to encourage you, these moments in time that'll encourage your life as you share a love gift with the ministry so needed here in this brand new year. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Hey, I'm Dr. Randy. For Steve and the rest of the team, thanks for being a part of Intentional Living today.